John Boy Media has a new teammate. It's iHeart Podcasts. What does it mean? John Boy Media shows can now be found over at the Dan Patrick Show. That's right. How cool is that? Wake and Jake and Jimmy's Three Things have joined the iHeart Podcast and Dan Patrick Show family. And the best part, they'll still continue to be the same shows you know and love. If you couldn't tell, we're excited about this one, and thank you guys for listening.
Ho!
Ho!
Italian. Tom's River, Jim.
Yep.
Played a big role in the Revolutionary War.
Welcome back to Player Profile and Projections, or as we call them, P3s. And today we are doing Disco Ron Marinazzo out of the bullpen, out of Tom's River, New Jersey, which, as you guys know, was very important during the Civil War.
No, Revolutionary.
The Revolutionary War.
And this was my open. Thank you very much for tuning in. If you're tuning in to a Player Profile and Projection on Ron Marinaccio, then you're one of us, and we love you, and love us back, and subscribe to the YouTube channel. We dearly appreciate it. It does help more than you know. And Talking Yanks is a problem right now where our subscribers don't match the size and scope of the show.
Special shout out to Ron Marinaccio's family that's listening to this, and his high school coach that was on Facebook forums in the playoff telling people he was healthy. So thank you guys for tuning in. We love Ron's close-knit crew. So.
Yes, I do. Marinaccio. That's the baseball reference pronunciation.
The way Joe says it's so cool. With the.
I mean, this guy came up here. If you don't know what happened last year, Ron Marinaccio, he came up. He was a stud. He had a changeup that was nasty. They started using him in more pressure situations and getting bigger outs as the Yankees bullpen started falling apart. And then they needed to make a change before the trade deadline around that time. And they needed a clear room because someone was coming back. And instead of DFAing Abreu and losing him for nothing, they chose to send Marinaccio down. And then they gave his innings to Abreu, who was worse, and Abreu blew them. And Marinaccio was down in the minors because he just had options and Abreu didn't. There's another theory out there that they were trying to freeze Marinaccio's great stats at that point and package him with Glaber or with another player for the trade deadline, and he didn't get traded. I don't know if that theory is true. It's just a theory we heard from people who, like, you know things, but not really know things, just like good baseball minds. And then they kind of they IL'd him. His high school coach was saying he wasn't hurt, but then people were like, no, he is kind of hurt, and then he was like hurt that he wasn't on the postseason roster, but Boone said, but if someone gets hurt, Marinaccio's the one that's going to get called up. And it's like, but then is he healthy? Right. And it was real weird. Yeah. Towards the end, the vibes around if he was hurt or not hurt.
Yeah. I mean, they, they sent him down. He had a massive scoreless streak going. He, at one point in the season, 15 games, 19 innings pitch, and you're like, okay, you know, reliever stuff can be fluky, and, you know, if you find the right length. 19 innings pitch, one hit in that stretch. Ron was lights out, and yeah, he's, in the pot of things that it felt like the Yankees handled in an odd way last year. He's there, and I don't know what happened. I do know... he wanted to be out there pitching, and you heard whispers through different avenues. So not exactly sure what happens, not sure what Brian Hoke book that comes out in. Interested to find out a little bit. But he was at the Yankees fantasy camp this year as their surprise guest. So maybe he's earning brownie points because he doesn't want to do that again. I don't know.
What? That's, what'd you just say?
That's the picture that Erica has in there. She went to the Yankees like fantasy camp there, and they were like, oh, we've got a special guest, and it was Ron Marinaccio.
And who else?
Well, you go down there, and
well, there
it's
was
all
like
the
legends.
It's all the legends. You know, it's Willie Randolph and
El Duque.
And it's those guys. And then they were like, hey,
so
we,
you're standing there. You're standing there next to Willie Randolph and El Duque and Bernie, and you're hanging out. Yeah. And then they say, Hold up, everybody.
We got a special guest.
And then someone bigger than the people you're already with is supposed to walk out, and Ron Marinaccio walks out?
A member of the current Yankees.
Active Yankee.
Yeah.
No way.
Big way.
That's a bad spot for everyone involved.
Big way. So that's like, what I'm saying. I think Ronnie's searching for brownie points, because I don't
think...
That's
punishment. Well, or he's getting punished more.
Ooh, okay. I like that.
Like, yeah, we're going to need you to come to fantasy camp and disappoint people.
Hey.
That's a tough ask. He knows it.
He's handsome.
They're there with legends.
He's handsome.
Listen, he's got a devastating changeup. I like it. When he did come back at the end of the season, maybe he was injured because the numbers aren't good. He started getting hit a lot more. I don't know. The changeup in September had a .316 batting average against, but it did have a .178 expected batting average against, so maybe it's just a bunch of unlucky hits. I don't know. I don't know his role in the bullpen. You could tell me that he has a bad three starts and they 2018 Canely him and send him down to the minors and we just don't see him for a while. Or you could tell me that he's going to be really good and is 2017 Chad Green and is like a stud. Like, I have no idea what's in store for Ron Marinaccio this season.
He, you know, Clay Holmes is kind of coming in as the closer. Jonathan Loaisiga is kind of on deck. Mike King had the breakout, arguably best reliever of the bunch. Tommy Canely and Wandy Peralta, we, you know, trust with our life in a sick way. And then you're to Lou Trevino and Ron Marinaccio, who Lou Trevino's 31 and has been doing it in the bigs for a while now. Somehow his service time is so fucked from the A's that he has two options left. Ron Marinaccio has two options, and they're going to be used this year. You know, like I don't know how or I don't know why. And like you're saying, it could be performance based, it could be not, but we saw it last year. He's a reliever with two options that, I mean, if Ron Marinaccio is pitching good, you would trust him in an eighth inning, but there's a lot of guys that have a lot more battle wounds that are ahead of him that, yeah, at some point this year, he's probably going to have to ride the bus, and it's going to be interesting to see how he responds to that. And I thought the other thing that was interesting, it's going to be a second time through the league, which is always interesting with any young ball player. And there's also some shift numbers that with the full shift going away, with that kind of power changeup that's such an effective pitch for lefties to roll over, a lot of the left-handed hitters he faced did roll over, and we'll see how much the shift affects him in this coming season.
Yeah, I just think we got to see way more of that. Got to see how the league reacts to him, how the Yankees treat him. This is a pretty tough projection. We profiled him perfectly. Jake told you where he was from.
Yeah.
Told you how he was handled last year. What was his sizes, Jake? Did you say that?
How his, what he's listed as size-wise?
Clothing, shoes.
He's listed 6'2", 205. So you'd assume he's between a large and an extra large shirt, depending where he's getting it.
I don't think he's wearing really tight stuff.
Shoes, I'm going to say he's a 12 and a half.
Okay. So now we've fully profiled him. I can't project him. No idea.
He was good. How about this? He deserves credit for being good last year, huh?
I agree.
So hopefully he can build on that. I mean, it's where relievers are so wild. You know, this guy could be a stalwart of the Yankees bullpen for 5 years, or we might not see him a ton this year. Tough job, man. Tough gig.
Real tough. Really tough gig. Do we have an over-under or anything? Do we? Is he working on a new pitch?
It's got to be. He's got to be working on a cutter. He's four-seam changeup and slider. Let's see what else there was. Something that of note with the pitch clock, he was one of the slower pitchers in Major League Baseball last year. 19.6 for tempo. So, I don't know, if you're looking for pitch clock guys to watch, him, Johnny.
Yeah. Speaking of, dude, do you see what Wandy just did in the spring training game? It's March 2nd.
No.
For those who want to backdate this. He just struck out this dude in 20 seconds. And Wandy does something to me. Like, I want to fight. I want to fight in a good way when I watch him.
You want him to beat me up?
No, but like in it, like the way Fight Club probably like revs people's engines.
Yeah.
Like watching Wandy pitch revs my engine. I get why people beat him up.
He's high octane.
I love it. Ron doesn't do that for me, but maybe
Ron's kind of low octane. But that's,
yeah, it looks like a little bit of a vampire and goes slow.
I mean, how about this? Chad Green is out, and we still have his PPP coming up. Chad Green is out, and he was kind of our boring guy in the bullpen in the nicest way. He tried to be. He wanted to be. That lane is open for Ron if he wants to snag it.
Remember, Ron kind of just looked like an NPC.
Nice, Jim. Look at you.
Yeah, I'm a gamer.
You're in it.
It just kind of looked like, and here I am pitching at Yankee Stadium.
Yeah, I mean, he's a flatline guy.
Yeah.
Which that can make you super endearing to fans, a la the Goose.
Yes, it can. Whose PPP is coming up?
He kind of looks. He kind of looks like one of the Sartain bros. He looks like third Sartain brother from Blitzball.
It is.
Yeah.
Ron Marinaccio's PPP, and there's nothing more we can say.
Are you going to Wandy again?
Can you go watch this Wandy strikeout for me?
I don't know if I can.
I tweeted it. I shared it.
Oh, okay. Then yeah, I will.
Yes.
This Ron Marinaccio PPP that has Wandy highlights is brought to you by SeatGeek. Make sure you're using code JohnBoy preseason. Oh, my auntie Ray and Uncle Rick are at this game, Jim. She texted me. When Volpe homered.
You say who's this Wandy guy?
JohnBoy preseason, 15% off at SeatGeek. Whether you're a first time buyer or not, SeatGeek. Go to this game. Watch Wandy. Watch Ron. Watch Volpe. JohnBoy preseason, 15% off. Download the SeatGeek app or click the link in the description. Okay, so where I'm going to your Twitter?
Yeah, I tweeted, not many things fire me up the way Wandy does. Makes me want to fight Jake. In like a brotherly way. Like you and I are scrapping.
Like just wrestling.
Yeah.
W-R-A-S-S-L-I-N. Wrestling.
Yeah. Like I'm not trying to fight you. We're fighting. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like pushing and shoving.
Oh my God. Wandy loves the pitch clock, huh?
Loves it, dude. Did you see that? I've watched it 20 times because it's 20 seconds long. It's on repeat in front of my face.
Yeah.
And I need to watch this before Blitzball Battle. It's like firing.
Yes,
me up.
You should.
Speaking of, Jolly sent me
Ron Marinaccio, 14 games finished. Under.
Under. Way under. Jolly sent me a little documentary about all of my losses with like sad music. I need to send it to you.
Okay.
He's like doing a little documentary on it. And I was like, oh my God, dude, fire me up, Jolly. 2 days before. Anyway, yeah, this strikeout's unbelievable by Wandy. Also, as we're doing this, Ron Marinaccio, PPP, did you see when the Yankees social media asked all the players their favorite musical artist, and Wandy was trying to get Rodon to say his artist?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I messaged Joe's because I wasn't familiar with the artist, and I was like, who is this performance artist? Like, what's he about? And Wandy said he's a Spanish guy that sings mostly about big butts.
Wandy said that or Joe said that?
Joe said that about the guy Wandy wanted Rodon to pick as his favorite artist.
Did you see my tweet about it?
I don't know.
I said something like, that was so necessary of Rodon to stand his ground and not let Wandy pressure him into saying his name. Because Wandy was like, say this guy. And Rodon was like, nah. And he was like, say him. He's really good. Rodon was like, nah, not that guy. And Wandy's like, say him. Yeah. And Rodon was like, nah, not him. Because if you don't do that, Wandy has you all season.
Yeah, you're done.
You're done. You're like, done. Wandy's whistling in your face. Wandy's answering every question for you.
You feed a stray cat on your back porch. They keep coming back.
And Rodon's new to the team, so he, you know, but he's a stud. He's got some bravado. Like, Marinaccio just says, yeah, whatever Wandy said.
Yeah.
Because I'm intimidated by him.
Oh, horrifying.
And then he's in his back pocket. And that's why this is Marinaccio's PPP. I brought it together. I tied it up.
A lot of
I'm on like the 20th watch of this strikeout by Wandy. It's unbelievable.
A lot of Volpe on your timeline, Jim.
It's baseball season. I'm starting to share stuff, but I wish it was Peraza. Is he not doing anything?
He stole a base.
Got hit by a pitch. Dude, is Bossy sitting front row at this Wandy video? At the very end, there's a dude with a backwards hat wearing a Yankee shirt, and it looks like Aaron Bossy.
Congrats, Ron.